Hey, podcast listeners, welcome to the fourth episode of Just a Podcast,
the podcast where we talk about podcast things.
We are your hosts, Brian and Aaliyah.
And for the topic of the day, we are going to talk about Chernobyl.
You guys may be asking, what is Chernobyl? Well, Chernobyl was a nuclear disaster that happened 35 years ago, on the 25th of April, 1986. The disaster took place near Pripyat, north of Ukraine.
The reason the disaster happened was because Plant 4 was in an unstable condition, and some design flaws in the reactor caused a nuclear chain reaction.
Vaporizing anything in its path and rupturing the core of the reactor, this caused a huge amount of radioactive contamination to be spread around the country.
So you know what Chernobyl is, but what effects does it have on the local environment?
Well, after the accident, nuclear waste got into the abiotic and biotic factors in the environment, also greatly affecting the ecosystem of living and non-living things.
Animals and plants in the area became radioactive, and some trees even turned red because of the radioactive contamination they were exposed to.
The abiotic factors of Chernobyl area were such as soil, the water, and the rocks were greatly affected by the explosion. Radiation rained down on all these things that most of the animals depended on greatly. Many animals and plants died because of the high doses of radiation that came from the explosion. But a few years later, plants and animals started to thrive in such a radioactive environment.
Due to the explosion, humans were no longer a limiting factor to the natural world. This allowed more animals and plants to thrive despite the harsh environments of Chernobyl.
While the animals were thriving, the water was in horrible condition.
Almost all the water from the Pripyat and Dnieper River was contaminated with waste from the explosion.
There was little to no drinkable water in the nearby areas after the accident, and some enclosed lakes are still contaminated to this day.
But one of the ways the government fixed this problem is looking for radioactive elements in the water and filtering them out. But did you guys know, along with the radiation inside the plant, there were also huge amounts of radiation that people were exposed to in a short amount of time?
Most people who lived a few miles near the site in Pripyat were exposed to radiation before they were evacuated.
But they were not exposed to large amounts of it, so they did not develop ARS. The only people who got ARS were the plant workers.
And if you're wondering, ARS stands for Acute Radiation Syndrome.
A person develops ARS when they're exposed to a lot of ionizing radiation in a short amount of time.
ARS comes in two types, the first type being mild and the second type is severe. Mild ARS includes vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, and rapid heartbeats.
Mild ARS symptoms can go away in a few hours to a few days.
Severe ARS comes in three stages, predominant, latent, and overt.
The only dangerous stage is overt. If someone hits the overt stage, they are most likely to die or end up in a coma.
ARS is caused when you're exposed to radiation in a short amount of time. ARS does not give you cancer.
The only thing that can give you cancer is prolonged exposure to radiation. Radiation mutates your cells and changes your DNA. That is what really causes cancer cells.
Radiation can also cause birth defects if you are pregnant at the time of exposure. The radiation from Chernobyl can affect your health, but what are some other challenges that Chernobyl has caused?
Well, the inhabitants of Chernobyl and Pripyat were relocated to Kyiv and Zhytomyr and Ukraine.
Some people didn't want to move to their new homes and stay in Pripyat and Chernobyl.
Even if they did leave, they would have to go pretty far because the radiation traveled and covered 30 km of the land in radiation.
That's a big, long piece of land, but do you know what's longer? How long is it going to take to clean it up?
The cleanup isn't even close to finishing. To this day, it's still estimated that it's going to be finished in 2065.
They had to build a metal shell to prevent radiation from spreading. Plus, it's not even that sturdy. It can break apart at any moment.
Before we continue, Brian has a joke to tell you.
So why can't you trust an atom?
Well, I don't know, Brian. Tell us.
Because they make up everything.
That was a funny joke. But all jokes aside, let's get back to the podcast. So, there's a lot of things about Chernobyl that we can't really cover today.
So, in conclusion, Chernobyl was a disaster in into Ukraine that happened on the 25th of April, 1986.
The radiation contaminated the water, ground, and air.
The radiation can cause ARS, cancer, and birth defects.
The disaster helped the ecosystem grow and expand.
Hope you guys enjoy our podcast, and thank you for watching.
Wait, Brian. I think we're forgetting something. Do you know what it is?
Oh yeah, our sponsor, Brave.
Brave is 3 times faster than other browsers and can save 1 more hour of battery life.
And it's braver than most other browsers. Brave can also protect your data by blocking out the bad guys who try to profit from stealing and stockpiling your info.
Brave comes in with a built-in ad blocker as well.
Well, that's from our sponsor. See you next time
on Just a Podcast. Goodbye, podcast listeners.